Well, good. Let's see, what is the day? Thursday. Goodness gracious, I can't get it all together today. Good Thursday morning. Hi, everybody. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. After a couple of days off, much deserved couple of days off on the air. Hope everybody's doing well. We have had some dry weather the last couple of days. We got some storms moving in up here at the Face Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio later tonight. Of course, I probably won't be here when that happens. But anyway, hope you're staying high and dry, high above the ground, that is, and dry, as we should say. I got a great show lined up today, guys. I want to first off thank everybody for your faithfulness. As we get closer in October, I'm going to be on the air with iHeartRadio for 3 years. I just cannot believe how time has flown. Everybody that has loved and liked my podcast show and listened to me on the radio and on the air, I thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. It's hard when you're trying to program everything and try to get everything done and make sure the mix is right the way it is. I've got some great music also going to be coming up today, too, that you guys are going to enjoy, some songs we ain't played on here. And of course, also a great Bible lesson that you're going to like. And before we get all that started, as I always say, y'all like us on our Facebook page. Search up on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button. If you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, you can always email me anytime, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen on our show on a Thursday. Getting ready for Memorial Day weekend. A lot of you guys are. You're getting ready or you're on the road traveling right now, please be safe. Watch yourself. You know, death rates really go up high on the freeways, believe it or not. All right, well, today I got a Bible devotion on faith in God. Also, the deacon is here, just the deacon today, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. He is here today. And I'm going to be Bible teaching on, should we say if it is God's will, or can we really know? You guys are going to love that. I'm going back to my archives. I just felt it upon my heart to say that. All right, are you Jumping Jack ready? We haven't said this in a while, have we? I can't see you guys. I can't hear you. Let me ask again. Are you Jumping Jack ready? All right, let's get ready to Jumping Jack. What do you say? Here we go. Counting it down from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Yay, you did it. Let's get this rolling. On a Thursday, coffee up, tea up, whatever you may want to do. Water up. All right, well, today's Bible devotion, again, is on faith in God. If you go back to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 1, Scripture says, faith is a substance of things hoped for. You see, friends, faith must have an object. We don't simply have faith, we have faith in something or someone. Faith in faith is meaningless. Now, for the Christians, there is only one object for faith, and that is the living God. Anything less is unsustainable, unreal, and even deceptive. Our faith is in God who created this world and came down to the earth in person as his son, Jesus Christ. You see, friends, we put all of our faith in Christ because he alone is the Savior. The Bible says, through him, you believe in God, he raised from the dead and had given glory, so that your faith and your hope are in God. Go back to Scripture, highlight it, and you can find it in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21. People today put their faith in all kinds of ideas, beliefs, or even astrology, and alleged spirit guides to science or humanism. But only God reveals God to us, and he can bridge the gap between us and God. A gap caused by sin. Do not be deceived or misled. Only Christ is worthy of your faith. And remember that. Very, very, very important. All right, stand by. We're going to get the deacon for a little bit. He's here at Faith Studio 1. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I let it linger for a while. Let's give a cheer. Let's give a mighty hand clap. How about some morning krill this morning? All right. Somebody whistle at that man. Drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your friend, my friend, as always, it's been a little while, hasn't it? Just, or it seems like, I guess it might have been last week. Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Deacon.
Well, hello there, CA, and hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. After CA took a couple of days off, you know what, CA, I got to tell you something.
What's that?
It is hot. It is humid here in Faith Studio One. Now, you're not saving the electro.
Electro?
Well, you know, I call it the electricity bill.
No, 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 no. Our studio has to stay at a certain temperature to keep our equipment preserved.
Oh, I understand. That just seems a little hot.
Well, Deacon, let me tell you. It's called humidity. And we got rain coming in later on tonight. Just seems like it's two good dry days, and then the storms come in.
Well, ZA, I understand. But I want you to know something. The deacon was, yesterday, in fact, I took Miss Mildred. We went out to the farmer's market.
Uh-huh.
And she said, honey, instead of getting, I know you always like to get tomatoes. Why don't you do something else? And I want you to head out over here to the strawberry section.
Oh, strawberries, huh?
Yeah, I love strawberries. Yeah, you love strawberries?
You know what? One of my all-time favorites, hadn't had in a while. My mom had made strawberry shortcake. Now, I love that. You know, with the little cup thing that you could get down at Walmart or Kroger or wherever you may go at the grocery store. Wash your strawberries for sure. Wash them out. Dry them up. Real easy dessert to make. Put them in there. Slice them up. Cut them up. Let's eat the stems.
Let Deacon tell you, I eat the stems.
Oh, Deacon. You're telling me that you're sitting there and you're eating strawberry stems?
That's right. Shh. Only everybody on this podcast show on iHeartRadio is the only one that knows.
Not only do they know, everybody around the whole entire universe, because this is not just here in Fort Worth, Texas. It's all over, buddy. That's okay. Now we know a hidden secret. And you know what that is? That the deacon eats strawberry stems. But if you eat it, hey, and you washed it off, that's good.
Well, I do, CA, and I'm very careful. Now, Miss Mildred said, honey, let me put some gel in it. I don't know what kind of gel. Strawberry gel.
Yeah, some women do that. And then did you top it off with whipped cream?
I sure did. Now, back in the day,
Deacon, Cool Whip was one of those deals to where you get the spoon and you slap it on there. But now they have the squeezable where you shake it up. It's been a while. It's the where you shake it up and you push the whipped cream and the whipped cream comes out. Let me ask you something, Deacon, while we're still on this topic of strawberries.
Yeah.
Have you ever whipped creamed anybody?
You know, we had a whipped cream contest over there at the Castleberry Baptist Church for the teenagers. Now, they said if you bring a lot of people, yours truly was going to get whipped cream. See, those kids were standing in line. Because they brought so many kids, this was a couple of years ago. Deacon not only had one whipped cream pie face, I had about 14.
Are you serious? You've had that many? Well, let's give these kids a hand clap for bringing people to... I'm going to give them some morning crawl again just for that. For bringing kids to church. That's wonderful. You know, our culture's changed. We've talked about it. And COVID times kind of changed everything last year. But that's good. I am so glad, Deacon.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very, very important.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad everything's going good. I got a great Bible lesson. I'm going to go ahead and let you run. We're going to be talking about here in a little bit after I play a couple of songs. Should we say if it is God's will or can we really know?
That's right. Now, CA, I just want to tell you, I want to first congratulate you. Because I heard that you got a notification on one of your podcast lines on iHeartRadio that said you had quite a bit of listeners on your live cast back in the past. Now,
yeah, that's right. Thank you so much. I wanted to share that with everybody. I got a notification yesterday saying a lot of people listened to my live cast back in the past. Anybody that has, thank you so much. I didn't even know that we even had that still on there. That I guess they keep them on there permanently. My episode numbers are changing so much. We're well above 500 and something episodes. Going strong. Got new characters coming up in the future. God is good. We're here to reach and teach and encourage. We all need it. And Deacon, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, we're going to go ahead and play. This song is by Big Daddy Weave. Something inspired me yesterday when I was praying about what I should teach on our podcast show on iHeartRadio. It's In Christ. This is Big Daddy Weave. Enjoy.
Let it all go. see it now. Laying it down. I know that I need you. I run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, 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 oh. You saw my condition, had a plan from the start. Your son for redemption, the price for my heart. I don't have a context for that kind of love. I don't understand, I can't comprehend.
Amen. On a Thursday, again, thank you all. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Well, today, how are we feeling? You woke up this morning. Hopefully, you slept good. I've been having some difficulty sleeping, just a lot of things on my mind. But I know God's got me. It's just personal stuff that we all go through. We call it life, L-I-F-E, exclamation point dot. I'm just the kind of person, I got to tell you, I'm the kind of person that just gives my heart and my soul into doing what God's work is for me, and loving people, and caring, and being a good prayer partner for people. If you're going through a lot today, this message really pertains to everyone that's going through a lot. Maybe you're broken, maybe you just got a lot of hurts right now, and you're just confused, and you're wondering. But that, like that song I played, Come to the Father, He's got His arms open, and He's going to take care of you. So whatever you're going through today, just know that you were loved and you were cared about. Well, today we're going to talk about, should we say if it is God's will, or can we really know? So let me ask you guys something. How do we know if something is God's will? How do we discern what to do in a particular situation? Just think about these things, right? Am I doing the right thing, God? We've all said that. Am I doing what you want me to do? You know, these are all important questions. I have asked these questions during my life, guys. Excuse me, I'm battling the allergies this morning. But there are times when I have a gut feeling about something, which we all do from time to time. How do I know that my personal desire or God's will for my life? So, there's a scripture that comes to mind for me in the book of Malachi, chapter 6 and verse 8. You can also find it. This is the NIV version I want to read to you. We are called to love Him and honor Him through His words and actions. Scripture shares how God's plans for each of His creations. By reading His word, we're enduring, we're learning more and more. So let me ask you something. What does it mean? What does this phrase mean? If it is God's will mean? Well, you have heard it, someone say to you, if it is God's will. I know I have, you have too as well. The person may be sharing how they relinquish control of a certain circumstance or giving the situation to God, or perhaps it is another example when someone says, if it is God's will. They may mean that they don't know what else to do or not sure what will happen. So, they are stating that God's plan will work out one way or another. When we pray and we ask God for wisdom, discernment, or revelation in a situation, we are giving God glory and honor. Make note in the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10, we want to know how things will happen. Yet, we must trust in God. Remember, whatever you're going through, brokenness, broken heart, soul searching, why did this happen? God, is a table going to turn? Make my tide turn. God has a plan. Trust in Him. We may not know what will happen from this movement, but something's going to happen in the movement. And you got to keep in mind are what faith in God gives us comfort that His will is working out the best. Lady talks about, and I just want to share a little upskirts here on this. She discusses on a letter that I was reading in the newspaper in 1998 when her daddy was journeying through lung cancer diagnosis. And I think of my friend BJ Thomas. Let's continue to pray for him. He's got lung cancer. Stage 4, in fact. In treatment, our father didn't know how much longer he would live, but we knew that God had a plan for Daddy. This is what the lady put on her testimonial. I never questioned if lung cancer was God's will. The doctor provided Daddy possible reasons for lung cancer. Daddy worked in a shipyard for over 40 years, particular individual wrote. This could have been asbestos in the area or might even be a cause of disease. Other scenarios were considered. Yet, instead of focusing on the cause of this cancer, the lady put on there, her family focused on how to lean on God and help Daddy through diagnosis, treatment, and the effects of the treatment. She puts on there, through their faith, I knew whatever journey Daddy endured, God would be with him and God would be with our family. And she talks about how God called her dad home on Easter, back in Easter Sunday, on April the 12th, 1998. Said Daddy was healed according to God's will and plan for their family. Trust in God. Another point I want to make is, can we really know the will of God? Well, the gut feeling that I mentioned before, just a few moments ago, has often helped people like me and you and make the right choice. I believe that the feeling is not from anything that we have done or special ability. The feeling is from God. In fact, friends, God speaks to us in many ways, through the humming of the bees, through the fast-moving wings of hummingbirds, or if you're out in the ocean waves, the bright sunshine, the cooler temps, the laughter of children, and many, many other ways. God shows His glory. When we take time to pause and listen for God's message, We open to making the right decision. Will we fail? Yes. Will there be times of failure? Yes. Will God will continue to love us and call us his own. You know, rushing through life doesn't always allow us to listen or absorb God's message. When we're too busy and we tend to focus on ourselves and not on God, how do we know, and let me ask you this, how do we know his will is totally concentrating in our own life? Think about that. So how do we know something is truly the will of God? Well, first you need to read what? God's word daily. Immerse yourself in his message. His guidance is found in the Bible. I personally enjoy reading Bible devotions written by other believers. And their understanding and love for God helps me endure more and more and encourages me to encourage others. Ask God for help in his understanding, his message. Pray and ask God to open your heart and your mind and receive his message knowing his will. Make note of Romans chapter 12 and read verses 1 through 12. That'll help you too. Listen and he'll be ready for the answer. Now I want to give you 5 ways that we can know something in God's will. They're very simple. And make note on your scriptures. First, you want to pray. Ask God to help you know if something is his will. Let me remind you again. Whatever you're going through, brokenness or relationship, or if you think it's going to work out, or can the relationship change, I want you to think about something. First, I want you to pray. I want you to ask God to help you know if something is in his will. We're never alone. He waits for the conversation with his children. When doubt arises, let your faith rise higher. Reach for him. Here we go. These are the 5 ways from CA that you can know something is God's will. The word of God will show you the way. Make note and read scripture when you have time. Psalms chapter 18 verses 32 through 33. Also, secondly, God will never ask you to sin. Go to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. Thirdly, surrender your will to God. His plan is the best. Read Psalms, chapter 37, verse 4. Fourthly, go to God in prayer. Ask for wisdom, discernment, and revelation. Go to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. And the last point on that is always put God first in your life. Honestly, put God first place in your life. Sharing time with him will bring you closer in your relationship to the Lord. Make note, Psalms chapter 37 and verse 4 clearly says that. Personally, in my personal opinion, I'm very thankful for what God has done in many ways to draw me close to him. Family, friends, people you run into, planting seeds and helping others. And he'll do that for you too. Here's another point I want to tell you. How to make godly decisions. Sometimes we make quick decisions and we learn later that we didn't wait for God to guide us. And that's true. It's happened to me. It's happened to you. We've all made our mistakes. Yet certain situations call for quick decisions that need to be made. Something as simple as stopping by and waiting for to cross the street. If you've done that, it can be even life-changing and hope you don't get hit. Someone ain't paying attention, you know. Then those decisions that are made through the opportunity to honor and show God's love to others. You know that famous word that we all know, everybody, even if you're a non-believer, you know these non-believers, they remember, John 3:16, one of the easiest verses, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is my point that I wanted to talk about. That is something that I just felt upon my heart that I wanted to share with you guys. And I hope that you all got a lot out of it. And I'll just tell you before we pray, that whatever you're going through, whatever frustrations you have in life, is that God will help you. Yes, he wants you to help yourself, but he will help you my friends, in so many ways. He will take you places that you've never been. I've said this before. Don't give up on God, because God hasn't gave up on you. Make sure it's God's will in your life. Don't overreact. Make sure that you're really feeling things in the Spirit of the Lord. Make the right decisions. Do I personally believe in second chances in life? Yes, I do. Another thing, let's switch gears real quick before I let you guys go as I get ready to cut off our show on a Thursday. Is it ever too late to have Jesus in your heart? No. Let me give you an example. When Jesus was dying on the cross for my sins and your sins, nailed to the cross, the thief on the cross didn't have time to go to church, didn't have time to really, he was just seconds away or minutes away from dying. He did everything bad, and he was hung on the cross next to Jesus. His words were, "Father, remember me in paradise." His belief in Jesus. I believe he's up there, the thief on the cross. You don't have to go through the spill of, you know, you sin, you're a sinner. We're all sinners. But just the simple word of, "God, help me. God, I need you. God, I come to you in faith. Love you, Jesus." As I've mentioned before, God's three in one. He's God the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. I believe in the Trinity, yes. Believe we got the Holy Spirit. Jesus is in us. And he is talking to us. And he's stirring us up at times. Oh, being a Christian ain't easy. We're going to have our challenges, but we're loved. And he loves you. And remember that. All right, well, let's close out in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for all you do on a Thursday. We ask for your forgiveness, Father God. You just watch over God and protect us. For we ask in your precious name. Amen. All right, friends, I want you to remember the sun does rise on the other side. Enjoy your Thursday. Email me your prayer request, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You guys have a blessed day. Bye for now.